Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. Today we are continuing our discussion and seeing the progress of the Arc of Indiana's Building Pathways to Empowerment campaign. We are here with Sally Morris, Assistant Director of Public Relations, and we are going to talk a little more about it. Hi, Sally.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. This is our first interview together.
I know, it's
You're
exciting.
Usually not behind the microphone. So let's talk about it, a little bit about the progress. You're going to launch the Building Pathways to Empowerment website this week, right?
That's right. Part of the Arc of Indiana's website now has a whole section devoted to the Building Pathways to Empowerment campaign. And we're very excited about it and hope people will visit it and use it.
Now let's talk a little bit about the features then. You have innovations, message boards, latest news and events calendar. Talk a little bit about innovations. What's behind that?
Okay. Part of the whole Building Pathways campaign is how do we look at things in a new way? And
right.
How do we try new approaches that work well for people with disabilities? And so in innovations, people can go to this section of the website and upload videos, photos, and stories to share cool things that are happening in their communities,
sure.
Interesting ideas, different things that providers have tried, different things that families have tried to be innovative and do things that really work well for people in new ways. And so we really hope that people come to the innovations section of the website and use it, learn from it, upload their photos, stories, and videos, and look at what else is on there.
So let's talk about a little bit about the message boards. What is this a section where people can get involved and talk about topics that you post on the website?
Really, the message boards are for the people who are using them. So there's message boards for professionals, families, and self-advocates to really talk, chat, share with each other. So we really, really want people to go to the website, find the message boards. They can post a topic, post a question, and then people can look for what topics are already posted on the message board and comment, and again, just start a discussion on those message boards. So it's easy to use and very interactive. That's what we want to see with the message boards, is an interactive site for people to share with each other and learn from each other.
Talk a little bit about the latest news section. You and I were talking off air about the FSSA cutting back on services for people with disabilities. And that's there, isn't it?
Right. In latest news, folks can come to the latest news section and find out just that, the latest
Woo-hoo!
News. What's happening in the state, what's happening with the state budget, changes that are taking place with programs and services, as well as news about the Building Pathways campaign. So we hope it's just a one-stop place where people can go to get a lot of really good information.
Talk a little bit about how, you know, if someone wants to get involved in this and go to a training or learn more information about this, the events calendar is a good section for them to go to because it actually will tell you what's going on about Building Pathways.
Right. The Arc of Indiana's website has a calendar, but we created another calendar within the Building Pathways section of the website dedicated to Pathways issues.
Right.
So right now, if people go to the events calendar, they can see a number of trainings that we're going to be holding throughout the state over the next few weeks and attend one of those trainings where they can learn about the Pathways campaign and how they can be involved locally. We're also going to be posting when John Dickerson, our executive director, is out and about throughout the state. We have a goal for him to go to Kiwanis and Rotary and Sertoma clubs throughout the state and talk. In fact, if our listeners are involved with one of those service groups and they'd like to invite John to come and speak, that would be outstanding.
Fantastic.
Right.
Speaker.
Great opportunity. So
you
can see what the ARC is doing, and then you can also learn what you can do and how you can be involved.
I mean, we've talked about it before because this has been more than one show, but what's your goal in all of this? I mean, what do you want everybody to come together to achieve?
Well, the goal of the Building Pathways to Empowerment campaign is to first look at how are we providing programs and services and how might we be able to do things in a different way? How can we make some changes in the system? How can we make just some common sense changes how can we look at what maybe other states are doing, and then come up with a model and recommendations for what could work in Indiana. And so we're at that point right now where we've been going out around the state, and then we also hope to get more information through the message boards and the innovations for people's ideas and look at what's happening. And then we've also formed what we call the Big Minds Group. And the Big Minds Group is national experts, people who are considered leaders in the field throughout the country. And we have been talking with them, meeting with them online. They've answered a number of very pointed questions about their thoughts and views and recommendations. And we're going to be bringing them into Indiana to meet as a group. And we'll come out with a report from the Big Minds Group that's then going to be used by what we call the Indiana Response Team. And the Indiana Response Team is going to then look at how, what are the recommendations, how can this work in Indiana. So our goal with all of that is to really have things ready for the session of the Indiana General Assembly, which will begin in January, as far as if there's any legislation or laws that need to be changed. Other things might be regulations or rules. We would be going to FSSA and asking for their help in making those changes. So we're moving forward, and it's real exciting.
It is, because this program is fantastic, because it really shows that people care about the quality of life for people with disabilities. Assistant Director of Public Relations, Sally Morris, thank you.
Thanks.